Teaching English Radio, brought to you by the British Council.
A radio series for teachers of English.
Welcome to a brand new series for teachers of English. I'm Sarah Bradshaw and I've worked as a teacher and trainer both in the classroom and on the radio. Our focus is on schools where classes are large and facilities are often very limited. And once again, we'll hear from experienced teachers from many different countries who face these challenges on a daily basis. As this is the first programme in a new series, we'll go straight to the heart of the problem to discuss how best to handle a really big class.
The normal class size at the primary school in Vietnam is about 45 to even 60. It may vary when it comes to the countryside. So it's big. The biggest problem is class management, classroom management, how to manage that many students.
Large classes is a problem in Sri Lanka. So the main idea is to keep the students engaging every minute during that 40-minute period of English. So you need to create the environment and you need to improve the students' skills.
My advice to teachers who are dealing with large classes, this is a reality, if you want. So once we understand it is a reality in our case, the teachers should really see what is in that challenge for them. How can they better explore that challenge as an opportunity?
Large classes are indeed a reality. So how can we best tackle them and see them as an opportunity? We'll hear more from those teachers again shortly, and later we'll visit a large class in India.
Good morning, students.
Good morning, ma'am.
Let's start with the...
Working with a really big group means it's hard to give individual attention. How can we make sure that everyone gets a chance to practice English? Students have such varying levels of ability. You may have a very strict syllabus to follow and very short lessons. So where should we start? First, we meet Lei and Dini.
Given that they are very naughty, they're very noisy, active, and they have only 35 minutes. So I'd say that the biggest problem is how to manage that many students to teach them something.
Good classroom management is the first priority for Lei, who is a teacher trainer in Vietnam. And the first step is getting your students to agree some rules.
In the first meeting, in the first class, we have to define some rules.
Dini, who teaches in Indonesia, suggests ground rules to prepare her large class for group work and a way to keep the noise down.
For example, they are willing to be in any pointed group because we are going to have group activities a lot. And so I will introduce some magic words for me. For example, if they are too noisy, so I will say 1, 2, 3, eyes or me. So they have to understand what that means. So they have clear rules of our class.
1, 2, 3, eyes on me. Back to Lei, who has more ideas for the teachers she trains to help them organise their big classes.
One thing that we encourage them to do is to have their own rules in controlling the class. Like they can have like a rewarding system to reward the students for good behaviour. And also to try to vary their activities in the class and to maybe using games. What they will often do is to do group work or maybe pair work.
Lei suggests that teachers should organise students into different groupings for different phases of the lesson. So some whole class activities, but also pair work and group work, so students can work together.
Another advantage is that when working with peers, they will develop collaboration. They will feel more confident. students will have more chance to practice speaking English. So that is the way to maximize the learning time for each student.
Teachers often arrange the groups so that the stronger students can help the less able. But sometimes the room size and the layout of the furniture makes arranging groups very difficult. Here's Dini again.
We have 55 students and we have to be in a very small classroom. And so it's hard for us to move around and play games or do some activities.
One solution is to move the furniture to make it easier to do group work or move around. But what if it's not your usual classroom? Another teacher in Indonesia is Daisy. As a subject teacher, she moves from class to teach English. She doesn't have her own room.
Before I enter the class, I ask permission because in Indonesia, there is wali kelas, teach all the lessons, and I only teach English. Then I ask permission, may I change the chairs? Yes, of course, like that.
If you can't move the furniture, then get your students to turn around and work with those directly behind them in groups of four. And if the weather is fine, some lively activities can take place outside.
You're listening to Teaching English Radio, brought to you by the British Council.
Our topic today is handling a big class. And we're about to visit a classroom in India to hear how teachers can make the most of each stage of an English lesson. This means planning the lesson carefully. Everyone agrees that it's really important to plan the stages of a lesson. But what does this mean for a big class? Here's Sukuna, who explains what needs to go into a lesson plan.
So in the lesson plan, we write down how much time we're going to devote and how much of the content are we going to cover. Secondly, we also mentioned there what activities we're going to take. Are we going to make it a group activity or an individual activity? Are we going to do the lesson as a project? What are the teaching aids we are going to use there? How are we going to interact in the class? Because that constant interaction between the teacher and among the student is very important for learning.
Getting that interaction in English between teacher and student from the first moment is vital. Let's go to the classroom.
Good morning, students.
Good morning, ma'am.
Let's start with what you have done your weekend. Can I ask some questions regarding your weekend? What have you done in your weekend, last weekend?
I watched TV so much and played Ludo.
Yes, ma'am. I'm going to community. I'm informed.
Right in the beginning of the lesson, we are involving the students. We're calling for some active listening and active participation from the students. And then we can go on to our lessons.
So we can start with a warmer. A quick conversation in English that motivates and warms up our students. Now here's teacher Shoba in action.
Shall we do an activity?
Yes.
Yes, it will be a whole class activity, right?
Yes.
All of you will be in that activity, right?
Yes.
Now, leave all your books. Okay, all of you please stand up. Make a circle.
Shoba starts by quickly organising her class into a big circle while she introduces the topic of friendship.
Stand freely.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Now, do you all have friends in your school?
Yes,
ma'am. Yes. Santosh, tell me how many friends you have.
My friends are three.
You have three friends. Good. Who are they?
Vinay, Anmanta.
Okay. Now, you tell me, Meghana, how many friends you have?
Four.
Four friends. That's good. How many friends do you have?
The students do a quick speaking activity around the class in a big circle, and then she arranges them in pairs and models a question and answer.
Now, listen to me. Santosh, will you be my friend if I give you a pen?
Yes.
Yes, I will be your friend.
I will be your friend.
Very good. Yes. Now listen, all of you. You will ask somebody, giving them a thing which they like. Okay? For example, Santosh can ask Deepak, will you be my friend?
Will you be my friend?
If yes. I give you a chocolate.
If you give me chocolate. If I give you chocolate.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Now, all of you think of one thing in your mind that you would give to your friend. Will you give your friends anything?
Yes, ma'am.
What may you give? What will you give?
I give the pen.
You will give pen. What will you give? Very good.
With clear instructions and setup, soon these students will be doing simultaneous pair work, suggesting gifts that they can give each other. Then, in groups, sitting down again, they'll work together on a reading text on the theme of friendship and gifts. Later, they'll write short sentences too. They are constantly active throughout the lesson, speaking, listening, reading and writing, and laughing too, thanks to Shoba's clear plan and good classroom management.
I first go through the whole lesson. I try to divide the lesson according to the period I have and see how many activities I can plan for that. I have more than 3 activities that will support the text exercises itself. So there's the planning.
Teaching English Radio, brought to you by the British Council.
It's time to look at the benefits of a big class. Hintze from Ethiopia talked earlier about the opportunities that a large class can provide. They can help each other to progress, and they can help with the problem of the lack of resources.
They could use their students to correct each other. They can encourage peer correction. They can use their students also to come with materials to the classroom if they don't have teaching materials. And that's a resource. If you have 100 students, the possibility of having access to the resources you're looking for is getting higher. So instead of complaining, it's really better to see what is in it for us.
And in Pakistan, Zora really puts this into practice.
If you are talking about large classes, there might be many opportunities. Like if teacher wants to deliver a lesson about weather, she can divide a class, because it's a big class, and ask each group to bring things relevant to any specific season, like clothing, like food, anything related to summer, related to winter, related to autumn, and related to spring. Then she can use those things as a teaching material. So she can use this challenge of a big class as an opportunity.
Hintze from Ethiopia and Zora from Pakistan. Getting ideas from so many students can bring action and creativity to your classroom. Have you tried anything like this? There are lots more suggestions to be explored on this big topic later in the series. But now, let's just go through some of the points that our teachers have shared with us today. Agree some ground rules with your students on how a big class will operate and how you'll get their attention when needed. Remember, 1, 2, 3, eyes on me. Good classroom management is important. How will you organise the room and the students for pair and group work? We heard how one teacher starts right away with some personalised practice because it's so important that we motivate students and make them feel that this is an atmosphere in which they can try out their English. Like Shoba, plan your lesson to include different kinds of practice and have a clear aim for every class. Look at a large group not as a negative, but as a resource. Mix weaker and stronger learners, get students to share activities and projects, and get them to bring their ideas and even resources into your classroom. Turn that challenge into an opportunity. That's all from today's programme in this British Council series for Teachers of English. Many thanks to all the teachers who've joined us to discuss this topic. It's goodbye from me, Sarah Bradshaw. Until next time.